Let's just touch on Sunday. I guess you've walked around Norwich, you've had big pats on the back, shaking the hands, probably haven't bought a drink or a meal in the last 2 days. What's that been like for you, Alex?
To be honest, that's just the sort of side issue in terms of what comes with the job. So, to be honest, I don't pay too much thought to it. You know, my main concern is the fact that the team's prepared and they're focused on the job that we've got. But I'd be lying if I say it's not always nice to win a derby. Of course it is. But I'm more pleased for the fans. You know, I think the games in particular are for them. And certainly the players will take a huge shot in the arm as well in terms of getting one over their rivals. So, but as I say, as far as we're concerned for the playing side, it's done now. So what we need to do is move on, allow the fans to sort of enjoy it, but we need to remain focused and make sure we're fully prepared for tomorrow.
You touched on it just now. The target perhaps has changed. You know, you said that it's finished one place above seventh, if you could. Now perhaps the board and everyone else is looking at automatic promotion, and I guess you don't mind that.
No, I don't mind it, providing there's a sort of air of realism about it, you know, because there's still a lot of hard work to be done. We're by no means guaranteed anything. You know, at the end of the day, if you lose the next three games, you can find yourself outside the playoffs. That's how competitive it is at the top end of the league. All we've done, and I've said it to the players as well, is given ourselves an opportunity now to be in contention, hopefully, between now and the end of the season. But don't get me wrong, my task when I came here, my aim wasn't to finish sixth. Do you know what I mean? That would have been an improvement for where we were. But I wanted to try and do as well as I possibly could. And as I say, I've made a good start, but that's all it is.
And on a personal level, there's lots of people have been talking about Alex Neil in the last couple of days, national radio stations, you know, all the satellite sports channels. How does that feel for you?
Don't pay any attention to it, to be honest. It doesn't make any difference to me. I don't look for the limelight. It's just a sort of byproduct to football. You know, if I'm being honest, I'd actually rather people weren't talking about me. I've got a private life. I've got my family, and to be honest, outside football, the majority of my time spent with them.
There's lots of championship games tonight, yeah. Lots of big games. What's your ritual? Do you get involved and listen to it on the radio, or do you just ignore it and talk to your family and things like that?
Yeah, I'll watch the telly.
Are you watching the games?
No.
Watch EastEnders?
No. I'll FaceTime.
Take a video on.
I'll FaceTime my kids tonight. But no, I'll have an eye on the games. And generally what I tend to do is if we're going to be playing one of them soon, if it's on the TV, I'll watch it. But not really to see how they're doing, just to see what we're going to be coming up against. But as I said, I focus on what we do and what we're good at, and I think that's the most important thing. So if we do what we do best, I don't need to worry about anybody else.
But it's FaceTiming the family, that's your most important job tonight.
Of course, yeah.